This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Health officials investigating a case of COVID-19 at a Christchurch nursing home. The health minister reports progress in reducing the backlog of COVID-19 test results. The chief medical officer says local COVID-19 samples sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency for testing of the new variant. The case involving former ACBL vice president adjourned. And Donald Trump bid his farewell to Washington. Good evening, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
National Insurance, more than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Contributions by the 50th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, 'cause in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
Attorneys at law, insurance companies, and third parties requesting information for their clients regarding NIS benefits are reminded that an original signed release must be submitted from the insured person permitting disclosure of the information.
Health officials are investigating a single case of COVID-19 at a senior citizen's home in Vauxhall, Christchurch. COVID-19 spokesperson Ambassador Liz Thompson confirmed to Starcom Network News that she'd received the information last night and that contact tracing has begun in the matter. She's promised to give an update as the details become available. Ambassador Thompson also noted that there will be no COVID-19 press conference this evening, but there will instead be a full press conference tomorrow. Meantime, Minister of Health Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick reports that progress is being made in reducing the backlog of COVID-19 test results.
We have made considerable progress, and we will be in a position to report to the country whenever there is another press briefing. But I can tell you that we are in the final stages of mopping up. And when I say the final stages, I am speaking in relation to perhaps less than 1,000 samples or tests that we are running, and the aim is to finish this exercise.
Minister of Health Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George says Barbados has sent COVID-19 samples to the Caribbean Public Health Agency to determine if a new strain of COVID-19 is in the country.
Tests were sent on Monday of this week, and CAFA has received those tests, and we hope to be able to report to you shortly. This is very vital information. As you know, there are several new strains around. We believe that these strains have greater ability to infect individuals. This is a priority for the Ministry of Health. As soon as we get that information, we will pass it on to the public of Barbados. I know there have been some delays. When CAFA made the approach formally again to the Ministry of Health 1 week ago, we acted immediately. There were some documentations that were required and some paperwork that was required to go with the samples, and the 10 samples have been sent.
The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kenneth George. The Barbados Private Sector Association says it welcomes an early COVID-19 vaccine program in Barbados, but Chairman Edward Clark says health officials also need to get a better handle on the situation and reduce the high number of positive cases. He says it's crucial to get people back to work.
We can't wait for the vaccine to get here to get people back to work. A lot of people are still working, although they may not be in offices. But we need to get people back to work in Barbados, whether or not we have a vaccine. There is a risk we are taking at times, but we need to manage our risk, the physical risk, and social distancing, mask up, sanitize, and keep our families safe. And the businesses will need to ensure to keep their employees safe and the general public safe. But we cannot simply wait till we have a vaccine to say we are going back to business. We have got to be able to manage the situation better, and we've got to bring it back under control before we throw the vaccine in the early stages.
Well, that's Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Edward Clark. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Dennis DePisa, also wants to see the COVID-19 vaccine available in Barbados as soon as possible.
One would expect that if we have the person vaccinated, then it gives us a better chance of re-engaging, so to speak. In other words, getting people back to work, But it's important that what we do is to continue to seek to manage the spread of the virus in Barbados. And the best way we can, we have already put the mechanisms or the systems in place. I think once we follow them, that is by ensuring that those people who come into the country do the quarantine period at the electronic surveillance bans in place. I believe that if the protocols are followed, the management of the spread of the virus is on track, and we can have persons in the workplace. But that is dependent, however, still, that people are responsible.
He said, too, that visitors should only be allowed to be quarantined at government-designated facilities.
If a person is able to go where he desires, or he or she desires, and you do not have then a monitoring system that effectively ensures that person does what is expected, we are just putting our hands half up. I think we must centralize it. These are the places that we have designated. You go there, you do your quarantine, you have the surveillance mechanism in place. When we leave there, we are more assured that that person is not contagious or carrying the virus.
That's General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Association, Dennis DePisa. The extradition hearing involving former Senior Vice President of the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, Alex Tasker, has been adjourned until February 11th. He appeared before Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks in the District A Magistrate's Court with his lawyer Andrew Pilgrim this morning. Magistrate Weeks referred to the current COVID-19 health protocols and the need for additional information regarding the case as reasons for the adjournment. The United States is asking that 60-year-old Tasker of Mayfair Terrace, Leadville, Christchurch, be extradited to face a trial for conspiracy to money laundering between August 2015 and April 2016. Concerned parents of hundreds of students who sat the 2020 CSEC and CAPE exams are headed to the law courts. Spokesperson for the group Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore, said they have been forced to seek legal redress after getting no satisfaction from officials at the CXC.
We were told as far back in September that with respect to Barbados, that Barbados has certain unique circumstances that stand us in very good stead in the court. And what other parties need to appreciate is that win or lose, surely CXC and CARICOM do not wish the regional and international embarrassment of being taken to court over a matter that should have been resolved much quicker than in 3 months.
That spokesperson for the Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore. Trinidad and Tobago's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Roshan Parasram, is assuring the elderly population that there's no need to fear the COVID-19 vaccine. His statement comes after 23 persons died in Norway after receiving their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, which may have been related to the side effects of the shots. We get more in this report.
Dr. Parasram says this country has the advantage of seeing the reactions to the vaccine worldwide before it reaches our shores. Dr. Parasram adds that the WHO has also updated the guidelines on who can receive the Pfizer vaccine.
We have to be cautious with persons with severe allergies to give those vaccines to those individuals. They are not recommending for use in the pregnant population at this time. They are not recommending use for persons under 16 years of age. And they have been found to be safe in cases of persons who do have non-communicable diseases.
On his final day, full day in office, outgoing President Donald Trump delivered a farewell speech from the White House. Mr. Trump acknowledged that a new administration would take office, but said the movement he started is only just beginning.
As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck.
Well, that's outgoing President Donald Trump. A recap of the headlines: health officials investigating a single case of COVID-19 at a Christchurch senior citizen's home. The health minister reports that they're making progress in reducing the backlog of COVID-19 test results. The chief medical officer says local COVID-19 samples sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency for test, and Donald Trump bids farewell to Washington. In the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, I'm Keith Goddard. Good evening.
The evening edition, in association with the National Insurance Scheme, more than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.